Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Good day, everyone. Apologies for the short technical difficulty I had here getting started. But anyway, today our very special guest is Melissa Kitto. Melissa is the Angel Guidance Coach. She has been communicating directly with her angels since the age of 12 and taught thousands of people worldwide how to establish a direct two-way communication with their angels. She is a certified instructor and consultant with ALC, Spiritual Development College, for the past 18 years. Melissa is also the co-author of How to Communicate with Your Angels ebook, which is packed with practical tools for talking to angels directly. She has lectured and presented workshops in over seven countries worldwide. You can find out more about Melissa by visiting her website, which is www.communicatewithangels.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Melissa to the show. Good day, Melissa.
Hi, how are you? Well, thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. Apologies for that little technical glitch we had. I don't know what's happening, but I think the angels are trying to make me work for the show.
I guess so.
Oh, goodness. Well, as I mentioned in the introduction, that you have been communicating directly with your angels since the age of 12. So would you mind telling the listeners a little bit about that, you know, and actually how that unfolded?
Yes, I would love to. So I didn't really have a lot of spiritual background previous to the age of 12. And about a year before that, my mother was really searching. And I remember she had a bookcase filled with every New Age book she could get her hands on. And so she came across a lecturer with the Inner Peace Movement, which is part of the college that I'm now trained in. And he was actually traveling over from the United States. I grew up in Christchurch, New Zealand. And it really resonated with her because she learned tools and techniques to unfold these spiritual abilities that previously she'd just been reading about. So she was actually able to do something with it. So because it was really helping her, she started introducing me to these kind of ideas, and she started talking about angels and healing and past lives. And at first it was like, wow, where is this coming from? It just felt really out of the blue to me. She asked if I wanted to learn about my angels and my intuitive gifts. And I think I was curious enough to go along with that. So I had a session where I was shown how to communicate directly with my angels, as well as a few other things. And I remember not really being sure about this or even believing that it was going to work, or even not sure that angels really even existed. And I had an experience where, you know, I asked a question and I got an answer, and I knew that that wasn't me, that I kind of tapped into this energy at that point where I came to this realization that we live in two worlds at one time. So we live in the physical world that we can touch and see, but then I'd also just had this experience where I tapped into the spiritual realm. And I'm sure I wouldn't have explained it that way at the age of 12, but I distinctly remember having that realization, like, oh my goodness, there's the spiritual world around us that we can tap into. I guess I sort of had an inner knowing of that all along, but now I've had an experience to back it up. And so, yeah, go ahead.
No, that was fine. No, I was going to say that, you know, that's, you know, at the age of 12 and even younger, you know, quite often children haven't really been taught otherwise, you know, that you know, these things don't exist. So the whole logical mind and the shutting down of the possibility of that really hasn't been formed yet. So a lot of times, you know, it seems that, you know, particularly children are open to and experience, you know, that kind of knowing.
Yes, and I think I was lucky to have that. 12 is still, you're getting into your intellect a little bit by that point, but I still hadn't had enough time to, you know, take away some of that natural sensitivity that children have. I have a two-year-old, so I can definitely see that in him. But that experience kind of set me on a track of really delving into learning about all this spiritual stuff. I was just very attracted to it. And so, cut a long story short, I got to a point in my early 20s where any time I needed to make a decision or I had a problem in my life, I was able to tap into my personal team of angels to ask for assistance. And it really helped me a lot in different turning points in my life. And so I realized that it had helped me so much, but many people out there didn't know how to do that or actually realize how easy it is to do. So I decided that I really wanted to pass on these tools that I'd learned to more people. And luckily, we now have the internet where I can reach people with this message much more than we ever could before.
Yeah, that's great. I just want to let listeners know that we're going to be chatting with Melissa for just a little bit. We're going to have a short break at halftime, but Melissa will also take a question from callers. So for those of you who are in the queue, I wasn't sure if we were going to be taking calls, but we are. So just hang in there, and we'll get to you shortly. You know, one of the things that you mentioned is that, you know, and this is the one thing for, I think, for many people who want to have that connection, but just really aren't sure, you know, kind of what they're hearing is, whether it's angels communicating with them or if it's their own mind. You know, that was one of my big things. It's like, is it just me talking or is it someone else talking to me? So how, for those listening, what would you say is a way to be able to discern the difference?
Yeah, it's so great that you asked me that, because that's the most common question I get asked by my clients as well. And, I mean, there's a few layers to that. One is really, it comes down to trusting ourselves, because we have our own intuition. I like to use the word sensitivity. And when I say sensitivity, I'm not meaning like emotional. I'm just meaning that intuitiveness that we all have. We pick things up, we get ideas and inspirations and hunches. And that's the real you. That's, you know, the part of us that's ongoing. It's the real you. So we have that part of ourselves as well. And the more tuned in you are and relaxed you are, the more you're going to pick up messages from your angels. And they're actually communicating with us all the time. We're receiving hundreds of hunches and impressions from them every day. We often don't realize that's what it is, or maybe you're not paying attention, but they're always there and they're always guiding us. So one of the ways to discern the difference is, first of all, the experience of your angels connecting with you. It'll feel like something, an idea just popping into your head out of nowhere, or a moment of clarity, or, you know, that aha moment kind of a thing. When I'm using my own intellect or my own brain, my thinking mind, it's a heavier energy. I have to figure it out and analyze it. And that's really the difference. I think as long as you're using that more intuitive or feeling nature rather than the intellectual nature, then you're going to be up on the right track, whether it comes from your angels or, you know, your own sensitivity. Sometimes it doesn't even matter that much. But with practice, you will be able to discern the difference. So like I said, it's like popping into your mind, or it has a different tone of voice or a different feeling to it. It can feel like or even ecstasy or a really high vibration and excitement. And often that's that extra boost of energy that our angels are giving us, that they're saying, yeah, you're on the right track. Another really good way to discern too is to notice if you ever experience a feeling of goosebumps or chills, because only your angels can give you that feeling. It's that really high vibration that they have all the time. And when that high energy comes close to us, we'll feel the chills. So if you feel that at the same time as getting an impression, then you can be pretty certain that it's come from your guidance, because that those chills are that high energy coming close to you.
Yeah, the I know for me, the what helped was, you know, that out of the blue kind of thought. It's like, you know, where did that come from?
Yeah.
I certainly didn't, you know, go down the path to thinking that, you know, and. Mm-hmm. And then it was actually after I had a chakra cleansing done by someone I know. And it was after that I was able to kind of recognize chakra energy. And then from that point on, the, you know, the tingling of the crown chakra, you know, when that happens, I mean, it's like, okay, you know, I get it, you know,
yeah.
And it's been, you know, I've had several guests on the show over the years where I'd be talking to them and, you know, an idea would pop up or they would say something and I would just get that, you know, that rush of energy, you know, that kind of goes through my body. It's like, whoa, I said, yep, I guess that is definitely a go for that.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny that thing you said about, like, oh, well, I wouldn't have thought of that, because I'll often think, wow, I am not that clever to come up with that idea. It must have come from my angel. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Those are some great tips. Now, you know, you said part of the whole process is trusting, you know, and trust is for many people, trust can be a challenge sometimes, because, you know, if you get an intuitive hit or guidance, you know, sometimes the what they're asking of you in a way can be uncomfortable. You know, and ultimately, obviously, for your highest good. But I mean, it, a lot of times you're uncomfortable. So I think trusting, you know, in a case where, you know, you're giving guidance that, you know, maybe gives you pause, it seems like maybe that's one of those cases where you really have to learn trust.
Yes, because often our angels, because they can see a bigger picture than we can, and they're not bound by the pressures of planet Earth. So they can see more clearly what's in alignment with your life purpose and how you can be in the right place at the right time. And they're always helping us to grow. And growth often means moving out of your comfort zone and doing things that might feel scary at first because they're new or they're breaking old habits. But ultimately, they always have your best interests in heart. So, yeah, it can definitely be those little hunches and ideas that come in. I'm getting chills as I say that. That, you know, it's like, oh, really? You know, is that really for me? But that's, I think, the beauty in being in contact with your helpers or your angels, is they're going to stretch you a little bit. They'll never give you something that you can't handle. So that's a really comforting reminder as well. But if you're ready for it, they're going to give you those little nudges to, you know, maybe do new things or take a risk, whatever it might be for different people, because they know that you're going to grow from it and they know that you're going to expand. And that's really why we're here on planet Earth, is to grow in consciousness.
Yeah, very much so. That's, you know, that those are the things when, you know, when I've gotten those little hits, you know, in the uncomfort, I recognize that it's, probably pushing my envelope a little bit, but I follow them, and it seems that an important part of keeping that guidance, dialogue, receiving open is actually following the guidance that you're given.
Yes, and this is where the trust piece becomes in, because you can be receiving guidance all day long but not doing anything with it or talking yourself out of it. And ultimately, that's what I end up helping most people with, is because, they need help to trust it, to get out of their own way and to follow through and to really believe in themselves enough to know, yes, I can do this. I can follow these hunches and inspiration and ideas. Actually, last year I got a message. I heard one of my angels say, "You're ready to reach the masses." And it was a very strong, masculine voice. And then that was it. I'm like, oh my goodness, what do I do with that? Like, there's no plan here. You're just telling me this. But it took me a good year to actually figure out what that really meant in my life. But it came together piece by piece. But for me, it was the next step in my life purpose.
Yeah, that's the one thing too, is that when you get that particular guidance, quite often you don't get a how-to booklet with it, a step-by-step, and but see, I think what that does, like with you getting that message about being ready for the masses, it instills in you a seed of thought that would then lead you down the path to considering ways to accomplish that.
Yes. And I love that you said that, because I think it's a really 50-50 relationship, working start to partner up or team up with your angels, where they're going to give you some hunches, some ideas, some guidance, but they're not going to do it all for you. And it's because they really respect your free will, and they know that you're here to learn and grow, and you won't learn and grow much by somebody just telling you what to do all the time. You learn from the experience of trying something out and, learning from that. So the trust comes in where it really is your 50% of the equation, is to get that plan and decide what you really want, what your goals are. Your angels will always help you along the way, and they'll especially help you with your timing. But I think it's a common frustration where people have this misguided idea that my angels are going to now tell me exactly how to do it and what to do. And it really isn't like that. You're in the driver's seat of your life, but you can think of it as having a board of directors who have a bigger picture. They have a bird's eye view, and anytime you need a little assistance, they're there, but they won't do it all for you.
Yeah, very much. And you mentioned a couple of times team, and you also mentioned like your team of angels. So do we all have teams and different size teams?
Yes, we do. So everybody has, everybody has at least one or two. Some people, if their life purpose is just to work with things or ideas or a scientist, something like that, maybe they'll just have one or two. But if your life purpose has to do with working with people in some way, then you need more help, because that's often more challenging, working with people. So you could, you'd have 3, 4, 5, 6, even sometimes I've met people that have more. And it's not better or worse to have more angels. You have exactly the help that you need. But each one of them actually helps you with a slightly different area of your life. And so they have mastered the lessons that you've come to learn this lifetime. And so you actually had a contract with them before you were born to work with this particular group of master souls to guide you through what you've come to do this lifetime.
Yeah, okay. Well, I there was one point in my life, it was one of those periods, it wasn't quite a dark night of the soul, but it was it was definitely dusk. but, you know, and I was like, listen, angels, you know, this is just not cutting it. You know, there's, we need to step this up, you know, bring in somebody who can maybe, you know, has a better communication with me, you know. And it was funny because after that, I guess it was also a point of surrender too, you know, it was one of, and it was after that particular communication, you know, that things seemed to shift, you know, and, you know, the intuition started a little bit clearer, you know, and the signs that I got, you know, the signals that I, you know, and I'm sure probably was also, I set myself up to be being more aware of my surroundings, you know, and looking for those signs. But, you know, they seemed to become clearer.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a reminder, too, that we need to ask for help sometimes. I mean, they're always there. But if we get tense or angry or depressed, or it's more difficult for them to get through that heavy, lower vibration of energy. So as soon as you just open up and relax and ask for help, it's like all that help that's been waiting for you can come in. And our angels are always solution-oriented. So even as dire a circumstance as people might feel they're in, there's always a solution. And we just have to be open to receiving what that is. And like we were saying before, it might not come with this really specific how-to plan. You might just get the first step. And then a week later, you realize what the next step is. They're very patient with us.
That's good. That's good. I know with me, they had better be. And gosh, it was probably in the 90s. There was one point that I was at a like a New Age expo, and someone did a reading for me. And during the expo, I took my hand and rubbed my forehead, like I had, was wearing a headband, and I, you know, made the motion of removing that headband from my head, and I thought that was stupid. I never wear anything on my head, so like, what was that all about? And by the end of that expo, the reading I had, the first thing that came through was, you know, the angels and guides were talking to me, and that, you know, if you know, if I'm not getting it, tell them to loosen the band, you know. It was like, oh, okay, so that's what that was. It's like, okay, yes, now I get it.
They do have a sense of humor, too. So it's a fun journey.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, listen, callers, we're going to be taking a real short break in a minute, but there's only a couple more things I want to talk to Melissa about. And I do, you know, we have quite a few people in the queue. So just hang on, and we'll start taking calls shortly. The one thing is that I'd like to ask you is, are there any practical ways that people can use, that they can implement to communicate with their angels?
Yeah, for sure. Well, one of the techniques that I teach is called the spiritual cleansing, and it's a little tricky to explain over the phone, but basically the idea of this is to relax and raise your vibration of energy. And so if people just try this, first of all, you can rub the palms of your hands together briskly, and then bring your hands a couple of inches apart. And you just notice what you feel between your hands. So it often feels like a magnetism, a heat, etc. So with the cleansing, like what you're feeling there is your energy. And it'll start to feel stronger probably the longer that you hold your hands there or move them in and out slightly. With the cleansing, you're going to be using that energy that's in the palms of your hands and just kind of bring it over your head. So a simplified version of it is just bring your palms in so they're facing you and keep your fingertips touching and bring them over your head all the way behind your neck and under your chin. And then just shake your hands and just kind of continually doing that. Now, this is not necessarily about communicating with your angels right away, but it's about connecting with them so that your energy is at that same high vibration. You're kind of bringing yourself back to your fullest potential, your highest vibration of energy, and it's like tuning a radio dial. if I want to listen to a country music station, I need to exactly turn that dial to the right frequency. And so this is the same way that you tune your energy into that, you know, angelic radio station, so to speak, because otherwise it's going to be more difficult. It's not that we have trouble, it's not that they have trouble, we have trouble connecting with them. So it's like they're having trouble getting through. And that's one thing we can do. And then another simple way that people can start is I like to just say, angels, give me one word. Okay, so you would just make sure that you're relaxed or cleansed in whatever way you do that. And just say that in your mind very clearly, angels, give me one word. And just take a deep breath and relax and take note of the word that comes to your mind. So for me, what I just got then was relax. Probably because I just was stumbling over my words just then. So relax, right? So that can be a simple way to get started. You can definitely expand on that for more words. But for anyone that's feeling unsure or not sure if they're making it up or not know how to trust that guidance, just start with that. Get yourself one word for the day. And that word can be a pivot point, a reminder for whatever you need to keep in mind for that day. And, you know, keeping it simple, first of all, helps people to start trusting it so that they can expand from there.
Okay, well, good. Well, those are great tips. Those are, you know, and that kind of raising the vibration is kind of meeting them halfway in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, great. Well, let's take a real quick break here. It'll be about 90 seconds. And then when we can come back, if we can take a couple questions from callers, okay?
Great.
Great. Okay, everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Robert Sharp from Bringing Inspiration to Earth. There are several ways for a win-win situation where you can support our work and you receive a quality product. You can purchase the book or ebook of Joy Potential or It's No Secret Spirituality Bites. Each book has helped readers shift their perspective away from negativity towards a happier, less stressful life. Or you can shop at our wellness store where we offer essential oils, personal care, and wellness products. I am a very frugal shopper, and these are high-quality items I use that really contribute to my well-being. Or you can purchase our amazing nature photo greeting cards. These are great all-occasion, unique 5x7 folding cards. They're my most popular nature photos, and everyone who has received one raves about the scene. All options are available at our website, www.biteradio.me, and I am very appreciative of your support of our efforts and the work of our special radio guests.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us again today. My very special guest is Melissa Kitto, and we are talking about communicating with angels. And you can find out more about Melissa, the services that she has to offer, and also her ebook by visiting her website, which is www.communicatewithangels.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, we're back, Melissa.
Hi.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks for staying with me. Okay, now let's go ahead and just see what we have from callers, all right?
Great.
Great. Okay, caller from the 202 area code, can I get your name and location, please?
Hi, my name is Camilla. I'm calling from New York.
You're calling from New York? I'm sorry, your first name?
Camilla.
Camilla.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Camilla, did you have a question that you wanted to ask Melissa?
Yeah, just any messages from the angels. I don't know if you can work in that way or if you need a specific question.
I do like a specific question, yes.
Messages from the angels with regards to career path and or love.
Okay. So specifically, what about your career path?
I guess direction, field.
So what are you doing now?
I'm in the creative field.
Like acting, art?
Oh, like video editing.
Okay.
Like television, things like that.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
All right. So I think you're on the right track, but it's like you're feeling guided to be in front of the camera instead of behind the camera and not quite sure what to do with that. So I think the message from your angels is to step into the spotlight and find your voice. Does that resonate?
Yeah, I guess I sort of considered it, but not really, but that's interesting, message from them, step into the spotlight.
Yeah, I don't see a real big shift in career for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just see that it's going to expand into a new area of video. I just really feel like the media aspect is in alignment with your life purpose.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, Camilla, I have to tell you that for many years I was behind the scenes in radio. I did, the promotions and marketing and all that kind of thing. And
mm-hmm.
then being out in front and being a host was never on my radar. As a matter of fact, I avoided it as much as I could. It's like, who am I going to see or hear me, you know? But anyway, I that was one of those things where, you know, there was a lot of fear involved of, you know, what would I say, who would I talk to, and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
then finally I just said, you know, get over yourself. just do it. And, you know, and if it works, great. And if it doesn't, that's okay. At least I tried. And 5 years later, I'm still doing it.
Wow.
It's really been the best thing that's really happened for me. It's helped me get my voice, you know, being able to understand my life direction much better. So anyway, what Melissa said, you know, it sounds like, you know, you may be at that crossroads too.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Thank you. That's really insightful.
Great.
Welcome. All right. Well, thank you for calling, Camilla.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Okay. Thank you, you too. Okay. Let's go on. The next caller that we have is caller from the 678 area code. Hello, caller. Can we get your name and location?
Hi, Kathy, Atlanta.
Hello, Kathy from Atlanta. Thanks for calling. Do you have a question for Melissa?
Yes. I'm looking for employment and having difficulties closing the deal. I get great interviews. I'm usually the top two, but I'm not getting the offer. So I guess my question is, do you see me gaining employment within the next, I don't know if I can go 2 weeks to a month, or what do you see?
Do we have you there, Melissa? Oh, my goodness. It looks like
I was wondering because I went dead silent.
I know. It's like, okay, here. Now she was joining us from Skype, so I'm thinking that we may have had a particular connection. So anyway, I'm gonna keep my eye open for her. Hopefully we'll get her back. But I know as far as closing, I mean, that's one of the hardest things is being able to get that offer. I don't know. As far as advice, I don't know if there's any particular advice that I can give you other than maybe get your cues from the ones that don't work, and see if there's anything that maybe. Oh wait a minute, let's see if we have this here. Hold on. Hello, caller from the internet.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, and this is.
This is Melissa.
Oh, you're back. Okay, great.
I actually never left. I was talking and you couldn't hear me, so I decided to hang up.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, good. Well, good. So then you heard the whole thing. You came back in a whole different way. You're back. Now I can leave me
up. What I was saying when you couldn't hear me was, I was saying that this actually happened to me several years ago when I was trying to get a job as a school teacher, back when I was still living in New Zealand. And I kept getting interviews and I would never get the job. And eventually I realized, or my angels helped me realize, that this was a sign that I was not doing the right thing, that this was not my next step. And I'd always wanted to go to England and see Europe. And so I applied for a teaching job in England, and I got one right away over the phone when I couldn't get a job in my own community. And that was a really scary step because I left my boyfriend at the time. I was moving to the other side of the world where I didn't know anybody, etc. But it took that kind of frustration of a year and a half trying to get a job and not being able to get one to realize, okay, this is actually a change that I need to make. So that's immediately what I picked up for you here, is it's like your angels, the universe, are really giving you a sign that you don't actually want a job in this field and there's something else different for you. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's something that's really your true heart's desire that's been calling you, and your team of angels are helping you to bring this up, that maybe it's fear or limiting thoughts that are making you think, you can't do that, or it's not the time, etc. But the fact that this isn't working out, I think is not the time. So it could be a job. I don't make predictions. That's not really my deal of whether you're going to get a job. But you will get employment more easily, or perhaps it's starting a business. I don't know. But that's going to flow a lot more easy for you. You need to do a little self-reflection about what is really my true heart's desire, because that's your purpose. And then you're going to start getting back in the flow of opportunities coming your way instead of that feeling of doors slamming in your face. That's a sign that you're ready to change.
That's interesting, because I don't know what to do with what you said, because I actually like what I do. I really do. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the politics and the people behind it, but
okay.
I do like what I do. I really do.
So is there a way you can do it without the politics?
In a different kind of work environment, like instead of corporate, maybe nonprofit, or, just something.
Yeah.
She dropped. Boy, I think we're having a whole bunch of divine kind of going on here. But anyway, that does make a lot of sense, Melissa. As far as if you are meant to change, you are going to be presented with a blockages until you actually make that turn in the road. Quite often that is a way of them showing, it's like, hey, you need to make a change. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on. We have Trish calling. Hello, Trish.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful. Melissa, my question is specifically looking for some angel insight around relationship. Do you see it going to the next level? That type of question. Is this the one? I guess is the real answer.
Okay. So, again, I'm not I don't really see myself as the psychic reader where I'm going to give you your answers for you, but I'm more like a guidance coach where we're going to team in together to get the path that's most in alignment for you and et cetera. So my question for you then is, how does that really feel? Does it feel like the right fit?
Well, it feels like the right fit, but we've had some speed bumps. And so I guess the question I'm looking for is, are we going to be able to overcome those issues?
Okay. So it's a, what it feels like to me is communication issues. And one of the things actually that I didn't talk about that's a really good thing to bring up is that we there's four different spiritual gifts. They are intuition, which is more clairaudient, visionary, which is more a visual, clairvoyant, prophecy, a person that gets inner knowing, and a feeler who operates by feeling. So just as an aside for everyone listening, those are the avenues through which you will receive communication from your angels, as a thought from your intuitive part, as a picture or a symbol from your visionary part, inner knowings and premonitions from your prophetic part, and feelings and hunches from your feeling part. We all have all four of these gifts, but you have one that is your primary, and it also tells you a lot about that person's personality traits and tendencies. When you're in a relationship with someone who has a very different gift order than you do, it can be a great partnership because you complement each other, but there are also some challenges because you communicate in very different ways. So my husband and I deal with this because my first two gifts are visionary prophetic and his first two gifts are intuitive feeling. So again, we complement each other really well and we work together, and people always will say that, like, well, you guys just complement each other because you have different perspectives and different approaches. But in those real personal relationship kind of times, it can be a challenge because as a visionary, I just want to show you, and the intuitive doesn't want to see it. They want to understand and they want to get the facts. And so for your situation, I think it's definitely doable, but it will be recognizing your partner's gift and what yours is so that you can figure out. And actually, one of the solutions, and this goes for whatever kind of relationship it is, but if I'm working with a feeler, I need to try to talk with more feelings. If I'm working with an intuitive, I need to talk with more facts. Even though that's not my natural way, it's going to bring more harmony into the communication if you can see the other person's perspective. So that's one of the things you can learn in the first consultation. It's on my website as Angels Direct Connect. You'll learn what your personal gift order is. Which helps you to understand yourself and then go, oh, because I know that was actually part of that very first session I had when I was 12 years old as well. I learned that my first gift is vision. And I remember the woman said, well, do you find it easy to see pictures in your mind's eye? And I said, yeah, I thought everybody did that. And she said, no, actually, some people find that really difficult to visualize things. And I said, oh, my goodness. You know, so having that perspective that not everybody communicates the way that I do, I think that will help you guys to get on the same page, because when I tune in intuitively to your energy, it feels like minor issues, not major issues. The major issue is that you do have complementary paths. So to me, a relationship needs to be mutually beneficial. By coming together, we are enhancing each other's spiritual path. It's not always easy. It can be challenging, but you will grow faster in that partnership. But at any time where being in this relationship is actually slowing me down from my purpose and my path, then it's not a good fit anymore. But I don't feel like it's that for you guys. I think there's a definite partnership and an affinity there. It's just those little communication issues that, of course, you know, can blow out of proportion, especially when we're in that really close, intimate relationship. Does that help?
Yeah, it does help. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, Trish, what would you do? You have any sense of your gift, your vision, intuitive feeling, as far as your way of being and communicating?
I don't really. I mean, it's a little bit of intuitive and a little bit of logic, and I think the left brain sometimes gets in the way.
Yeah. that can be a challenge.
Yeah, you seem like an intuitive
today.
Very direct. That's my husband
as
well. Yeah. So intuitives don't like to beat around the bush. And when somebody is hesitating, it can be really frustrating. So it could be that your partner is a feeler, where he's going to be work at a slower pace and he wants to share his feelings. And intuitives don't really dive with that a lot of times. So it'll be then your feeling part so that you can work with it more.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's
clearly
the issue.
Yeah. Well, definitely go to Melissa's site and check that out and maybe do that together. See what you come up with.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Great. All right, let's take one more caller here, Melissa, and then I have a couple more questions, and that should kind of round out our last 10 minutes here, okay?
Sounds great.
Great. Okay, caller from the 862 area code, can we get your name and location? Hello? Okay, well, I guess they're not there, so we'll just move on. Okay, now let's go ahead and we'll just do a few more questions that I have for you. One of them, you know, you talked a couple times during the hour, we talked about life purpose. You know, so many times, I mean, I've had people on call-in shows like this, you know, kind of ask that question, what is my purpose? And actually, you know, quite a few people nowadays, it seems, are really asking that question. I don't think that maybe people ask that very often, you know, in the past, but right now people are looking more for satisfaction and fulfillment. So, do you have any insight for people out there who maybe, you know, want to tune in to exactly what their purpose this time around is?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's my second favorite thing to talk about is life purpose. And it comes from our inner desires. So we actually, deep inside, you know, and we know what our life purpose is. We're drawn to it. It's not an intellectual thing, though. It's more in that energy, in that soul part. You'll naturally be drawn to the things that are in alignment with your life purpose unless you block it with fear or certain limiting beliefs. So the first step to uncovering, you know, what is my life purpose, or even what is the next step in my life purpose? Because I've been through that recently. I was pretty clear with my purpose, but it can shift at different times in our life. The first step is to get in touch with what is it that I really want? What are the things that bring me joy and fulfillment? And, you know, a few years ago, that was a big shift for me because I was raised to deny what I wanted. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, or you can't have everything you want. And those were the kind of beliefs that I was holding. So when I learned this idea of going for what I really wanted, it felt very selfish in some way. But over time, I've really gotten to believe that strongly, because when you follow your heart's desire, it will actually help more people in the end. So like I said before, I used to be a school teacher. And if I had stayed teaching, which I easily could have gone down that path, I maybe would have been helping, you know, 25 kids in a classroom. But now that I've followed my heart's desire to do this spiritual work with people, I'm helping thousands of people at a time. So that's the first step for people, is like, what is it that I really want? And a lot of people will come to me and say, I don't know what I want. And I find after speaking with them for 5 or 10 minutes, I can actually uncover what they really want. We just block it with those layers of beliefs that we probably learn from our parents and society, and everybody's doing their best they know how. But we can get to this point where it feels like a push and pull. One part of me wants to do one thing, another part wants to do another. What's really going on there is a conflict between your true feelings, which you really know what your purpose is, and then that more intellectual, the programming that we pick up. So a common one that people experience is, you know, they're going to work every day doing a job they don't really like because they need the money to pay the bills. And that's, you know, what we were taught growing up. You should go to, you know, go and get a good job and support your family or whatever. And I was raised with those ideas as well. But when you can really actually follow your heart's desire, there's ways to be abundant and meet those needs while still fulfilling your purpose at the same time. And if you're not living your purpose, your feeling nature will tell you as well, and even your physical body will start telling you. You'll have feelings like an inner crying, a yearning, wanting more. Is there more to life than this? And the physical body could start getting sick if you don't pay attention to it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, you know, quite often that push and pull, you know, I see that in a lot of people, you know, and a lot of times it is the tug between what I enjoy doing, what I would just love to do, and what, you know, I feel I have to do, you know,
yes,
through what society says. And but quite often the what I want to do brings with it a lot of unknowns, and that's what brings in a lot of fear and questioning. So quite often it's, you know, people I think would prefer to follow the road of certainty, you know, rather than, you know, venture off into something that they just have no idea how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's about just step by step, peeling away the onion of all those little fears and concepts. So the concepts that we learn from our parents are good, they serve us and well, but then you'll get to a point where some of them don't work for you anymore. Spiritually, we always outgrow our parents at some point, and that can feel like you're doing something wrong. I know it did for me. When I decided to be self-employed rather than to go to work, I felt like I was doing something wrong. Like, oh my goodness, I won't have a resume and I won't have all these things that I should be doing. And it's just noticing those shoulds and opening your awareness to go, I have no limitations. There's lots of possibilities for my life, but we don't see them when, you know, we're stuck in a certain belief about how things have to be or should be. So, you know, we can be, everyone needs to be patient with themselves, but there is a purpose to your life. And when you're on that, your niche in life, you're going to feel more happy, more fulfilled, more free.
Yeah, very much. Well, guys, we're down to the last few minutes here, Melissa. I do want to let people know that through your website, you offer coaching, correct?
Yes, so I have sessions where I help people learn how to communicate with their angels. I do some readings as well to guide people if they're needing help with certain areas of their life, bring some messages through from your angels. And it's not on my website yet, but I actually just put together an online course, which I'm really excited about, where you can learn these tools to connect with your angels through a online course of videos and audio. So if people want to check that out, they can go to angelsonlinecourse.com.
Okay, great. And then also you have several other things as far as products that you offer as well, correct?
Yes.
Yep, and free things, like free things. So yeah, they can get a free report.
Yeah, people can definitely start with that if they're curious. We have a free report, the 3 steps to communicating with your angels. It also has an audio that will come with it. That's actually my husband, Richard Lassiter, and he's talking about how to trust your inner guidance. So there's some great free resources to get you started and start learning some of these tools to connect. And you know, everything for me has to be practical. I want it to be practical in your life so it can start answering the kind of questions that people were calling in with, like, you know, my career direction, how do I improve my relationship? That's what it really comes down to, because your angels can help you with all areas of your life, but you've got to just learn how to connect a little bit better. We all had that connection as children, but, you know, over time we lose it or we don't trust it. So it's really reawakening that ability that you've always had. It's actually not learning anything new. So that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, very much. And so it's make sure you ask, make sure you listen, and then make sure you act. I've made that my mantra when it comes time to communicating. So, but Melissa, I really enjoyed speaking with you today. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I want to thank you again very much.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I had a great time.
Great. Thank you again, everyone. Today, my very special guest has been Melissa Kitto. I don't know where that came from. Melissa Kitto. And you can find out more about Melissa by visiting her website, which is www.communicatewithangels.com. And again, I do have a direct link to Melissa's website in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BiteRadio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me. And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.